In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. If we look carefully at today's gospel, we can see that wealth per se is not the problem that is being addressed by the Lord. The extreme excess of the rich man, coupled with his indifference toward Lazarus, who was starving and sick, sets the stage for an eternal turnabout. We get a hint of the ominous scope of this tragedy in the first verse of the parable. There was a certain rich man. This man, who seemingly had every material possession known to man, is not even given a name. On the other hand, the man who was destitute was given the name of Lazarus. Why is this important? If we forget God in this life and focus on our possessions and comfort, He will forget us in the life to come. He said so. A name gives a person an identity. What do we proclaim when a loved one dies? May his or her memory be eternal. And what is to be remembered about a person in the kingdom of God? The degree to which that person embraced the virtues of God and thereby became like God. Lazarus, that is what the basis upon which we remember those who are called saints. Lazarus, through his poverty and suffering, acquired the gift of humility. So when he died, the angels of the Lord carried him to the bosom of Abraham, which is a term representing heaven. Having completed his life on this earth, which was, relatively speaking, very short when compared to eternity, Lazarus was rewarded with the indescribable joy of having an eternal home in communion with the Holy Trinity, with the saints and the angels as well. He bore his cross of suffering in such a mystical and righteous way that he became an intimate friend of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what God desires for every human being. The rich man had been deceived into thinking that the good life was never ending and all that one should seek. But all of his wealth was lost and actually had no value at all in the next life. He had set as the treasure of his heart the things of this world to the point that he had ceased to be truly a human being. So his treasure was not enduring and actually cost him his salvation. And the chasm between the rich man, the man with no name, and Lazarus could not be bridged. The experience of these two men had been reversed. The rich man suffered greatly, but the gulf between him and the bosom of Abraham made it impossible for him to get any relief from the right side of God's glory. He was experiencing what he himself had chosen and would suffer for it eternally. On the other hand, Lazarus had been set free from his sufferings and could enjoy eternal reconciliation and communion with the God in whose image he was made and whose likeness he bore. So my dear friends, as we are beginning to approach the fast of the Nativity, this is a good lesson for us. It's a good thing to think about. It's a good thing to remember, because the world out there is going to bombard you with all of these messages that are based in joy that comes from material things. Let us not be deceived by that. Material things in and of themselves are not evil, but when we let them become God, some kind of a god, they become very evil and a threat to our very salvation. This poor man, who didn't have a name, found that out the hard way. May we test each and every spirit that comes our way. Let us place others' needs before our own. Let us look for opportunities to serve others who are suffering. Let us guard our hearts from indifference to the pain and needs of our neighbor. Let us look for Christ in the midst of life's daily challenges. Let us call on His name when we hurt, when we are disappointed, when we are angry, when we are tempted in any way, and when we just feel inadequate and overwhelmed. Let us call on the name of the Lord. And let us remember that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.